You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2017, week 215 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And let's get into America's Sweetheart. Shall we?
Yes, who you got? Who you got?
I can't tell you that. You have to guess.
Darn it! I thought I'd get it out of you, and like, yeah. I wouldn't have to guess.
So that's part of the game, is I crown the person, which I guess I have a lot of power, because I get to choose who the person is.
Yeah.
It's not really America's Sweetheart, it's Dhruv's Sweetheart.
Kind of, yeah.
But they don't even have to be American, but this is literally, this segment is only to spite one person, and it's to spite Brian, who wants Sandra Bullock as America's Sweetheart, and she's never going to be America's Sweetheart as long as I live.
Won't happen.
Well, I shouldn't say that, but she
could happen.
Yeah, she probably won't be.
There'd be. There's a possibility.
And yeah, so I get to choose a person, then I go down their trivia in IMDb, read it off to Mike. He tries to guess who the person is, then guesses their age, height, and highest box office grossing movie role. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give me some facts, interesting tidbits.
This person currently teaches a course at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, PA. The course is entitled Asian Americans in the Media, and that was in January 2008.
All right, keep going.
His favorite book is The Namesake and used to check into hotels under the pseudonym Gogol Gungli. The lead character of the book, when found out that Mira Nair was making a film out of it, despite her having already cast an actor in the part, this person lobbied for the role and eventually won it. That was a very safe bet that you have not seen that movie.
I have not.
Not know how much I love that movie.
That is a good bet.
Yeah. This person their father is an engineer and their mother, who has a master's in chemistry, worked as a fragrance evaluator for a perfume company.
No clue.
This person was also offered a part in Planet Terror, the Robert Rodriguez segment of Grindhouse, but turned it down due to scheduling conflicts of shooting The Namesake. This person also played saxophone in their high school marching band.
Saxophone, eh? Huh. How many people play the sax? That's good.
And this person is also a vegetarian, contrary to the role that they played in one of their most famous movies.
Is it John Cho?
No.
Eat burgers, I'm assuming. Keep going.
Poop.
No more interesting or too obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious now, I would think.
Is it though? You've said that before.
Well, okay, I'll read you the next one. This person has worked as a real life White House staffer.
Oh, it's Kyle Patton then.
Yeah. And played one on TV as well in Designated Survivor.
I guess the wrong guy.
Yeah, you're close with. Because one of the facts. Yeah, one of the facts was best friends with John Cho, Ryan Reynolds, and Neil Patrick Harris.
I didn't know he's friends with Ryan Reynolds.
They're all three of them were in the movie.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, he plays like the assistant in the surgery when Cal Penn is performing surgery.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And Cal Penn was in Van Wilder.
The Rise of Todd.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
Well, he was in both of them.
He was in both of them. I guess Ryan Reynolds probably wasn't in the second one.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did forget that. Good guy, that Cal Penn.
Yeah. How old is he, Mike?
Hmm. That's hard. Let's see. I'm gonna go. Ah, man, this is hard. When does the movies come out? Let me see.
Born
36 years old.
No,
not close.
He's 40.
He's that old?
Yeah. He was born Kalpen Suresh Modi. He's Gujarati, like me. How tall is Mr.?
Ooh, I think he's tall.
I'll give you a hint. He's the same height as one of his famous co-stars. Not Olivia Wilde. I'm just saying.
I think he's tallish.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how tall his co-star is.
6'2".
No. He's okay. Shorter than me.
Oh, he is shorter than you?
Yeah. He's okay. Actually, you got to go the other way. He's 5'10".
5'10".
Same height as John Cho.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. That they're the same height.
Huh. Let me pull up his box office numbers.
He do a voice. These animated ones really screw with me. I don't think he does a voice, but he hasn't been in huge movies either. That's a really hard one.
Oh, it's not?
It's not a hard one?
It's not. If you think about it.
Oh, no. Not these think about it again. Oh, no.
It is such a steep drop-off. It is amazing. What the drop-off is between number one and number two.
Oh my gosh, what the heck could it be?
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna need a hint.
We went to the theater I went to the theater specifically to see him in this movie.
Oh! Thank you, that's a really good hint. It's obvious now.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb. It is Superman Returns.
Can you guess how much money that movie made?
Probably made...
Okay. I told you there's a steep drop off, yeah. Right?
What's the next
close? The next second movie is Epic Movie.
Oh wow!
Which is $39 million.
Wow.
Third, Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
This is domestic, right?
Yeah, domestic. Okay. 38 million. Then a very Harold and Kumar Christmas at $35 million. Then Malibu's Most Wanted at $34 million.
Okay, I'm going to say Superman Returns probably made probably 180 million.
Not too far. 200 million.
Okay. Yeah, because
he leaped from 200 million to 39.
That's crazy, yeah.
But he had one line in Superman Returns, and he had...
That was, like, awful. The worst.
Yeah. Stanford.
Like, such bad.
That's his character's name.
I'm like, use him.
Yeah.
Use him.
Because that came out in 2006. Harold and Kumar came out in 2004.
Maybe it's a trend. Like, Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor, he had, like, his assistant, Mercy Graves, did she have a line in the movie? Maybe it's like a Lex Luthor
thing. Yeah, it's like a minority.
Get a minority, stand next to him, not say any words.
And barely talk.
I think that may be a thing.
I'm
convinced it's a thing because I saw it twice in a row. In two different
iterations.
Yeah.
Adjusted for ticket price inflation. Superman Returns made $271 million. Epic Movie still only made $51 million. So, you want to go worldwide? I didn't know there was a worldwide chart on here.
Worldwide.
Unadjusted.
That's
it's still going to be hard. It's still
like double-ish. So, probably like 450.
391.
Oh, 391.
Did better in America did better than it did America. International.
Oh, okay. Because Superman's a pretty American thing.
Yeah. Should we start doing international or should we do... Well, that's hard.
It's hard. Put,
like, Jackie Chan.
Because if you include international, it's like...
Like he's in some weird movies. I don't think it's as
fun, I guess. But yeah. We can, like, do what you just did now. Yeah. I find that interesting. And then see if the gross is different. Also, which their best movie is.
Oh, it also has lifetime gross. $415 million.
Mm. That's like if they brought it back or something? Or... Like, what's lifetime compared to what you just read?
What? That's just a total. Because he has small roles in Malibu's Most Wanted.
This, his total gross.
Yeah. Okay. And then they also include Son of the Mask, which I guess he had a small role in. Namesake only opened up in 335. Or only had 335 theaters it opened in. That's crazy. It's a great movie. And then there's all these movies that he was like, American Desi he was in.
Yeah, I remember that.
38 theaters.
Yeah, because he's been out, kind of been out of the business.
Well, that...
Most of his career.
Yeah, that movie, American Desi came out in 2001. Then Van Wilder came out in 2002. Then Malibu's Most Wanted and Love Don't Cost a Thing came out in 2003. Harold and Kumar came out in 2004. A Lot Like Love, I don't know what that is, 2005. They don't include Bachelor Party in here, though, because he was in a Bachelor Party remake with Donald Faison.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah. Cal Penn.
Cal Penn.
This Week in Movies and the Now, The Hitman's Bodyguard, Logan Lucky, and Patty Cakes, which we talked about a while back.
Mm-hmm.
The Hitman's Bodyguard, Samuel Jackson, and Ryan Reynolds, and Elektra.
Mm-hmm. And Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Two.
Which, this is tough for me now. Which movie would you rather watch? The Hitman's Bodyguard or Logan Lucky?
I don't know, because they both look like fun, like funny. Like, I liked all the, a lot of people in both of them.
Yeah. Like,
but, like, I can't tell what's going to be a, like, if either will be a good movie or if either, like, which one would be better. Because they look fun.
Yeah, because Logan Lucky funny. Has and such I like the, a stacked cast.
Yeah, I like the personality combinations. And
directed by the guy who directed Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah. I kind of think I'd rather see Lucky Logan Lucky.
Yeah.
I think.
Daniel Craig, Channing Tatum, like, Adam Driver, Sebastian Stan.
Because we watched the trailer and, like, half the people weren't, like, fully in the trailer. They, like, mm-hmm. showed them, but they were like, where is their relation to the movie?
Katie Holmes, Catherine Watterson. Hilary Swank, Seth MacFarlane, Riley Q. I don't know who she is. Oh, she's the singer. She's the daughter of Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh.
Eldest granddaughter of Elvis. She is very lucky she didn't inherit those genes because
yeah,
but... her mother looks just like Elvis.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Hitman's Bodyguard looks interesting. I like the.
Yeah,
that, always like a I like Samuel that L. Jackson like, scene with like all the team nuns. Up. Yeah,
that looked really funny.
Like the like almost road trippy dynamic. I mean, that's a classic thing. And
yeah,
I like those two people, so it works when you like the people. So that could be fun.
Yeah. Let's talk about trailers. Mm-hmm. I saw some trailers. Happy Death Day,
mm-hmm.
which we watched together. Mother! Exclamation mark, and Gemini. Happy Death Day, Groundhog's Day, but she gets murdered on her birthday every
year. Yeah. Is this a new thing now? We get more Groundhog's Day type movies?
Yeah, because wasn't there another movie that was supposed to come out?
There was that one, yeah, with the other girl that lived the same day over and over.
Yeah.
And that was not too long ago.
When are they going to do that for superheroes?
Yeah, I'm going to feel like that genre, like, where's that genre? Like, it's going to have to be, like... Fox doing one of those movies. Yeah. I feel like they're the genre guys now.
Well, right? I think it would work well for X-Men.
Yeah. You could easily, like, maybe that's the guy's power or something.
Yeah, or it's just going wrong.
Yeah. So that'd be cool to see. I'd like to see that, but like doing this same thing, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're not doing anything different or exciting. It seems like you're doing the same things. I want to see somebody do something unique. Like, that's why Groundhog's Day was so great, because he like goes through, I don't know. It was like the and first he, like, one to really growth. Do that too. Yeah. Yeah. He like changes. There's growth. There's like.
He was like a horrible person. Then he becomes a better person.
Yeah. And it's just like he does such fun things on this. This, I feel like he's like. I don't know.
Yeah.
They like all seem to do the same thing almost.
This one, she's trying to solve who's killing her.
Yeah. Doesn't seem
to be. But there's like long term effects.
Yeah. I'm sure the movie solves this. I'm like, why not get a gun? And like, why not surround yourself with a million people? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they think of this in the movie, maybe. They don't always do.
Mother
mm-hmm.
is Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, and a whole slew of other people. Michelle Pfeiffer, I think, is in this one. And it's like she meets Javier Bardem and marries him. And she like finds there's like a secret about this house. And like there's a bunch of people who come to visit and stay. And they all, it seems like it's some sort of cult or something.
Uh-huh.
And like they have to kill Jennifer Lawrence to like get the house back or something. I don't know, it's weird.
Hmm. It's like odd choice.
Yeah.
For those actors.
It's directed by Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, it's that guy. That's so, that's why.
Requiem for a Dream. That's why they went, it's like very him. Strange.
Yeah. He's
Yeah.
He's got a track record of this stuff.
And then Gemini is with Zoe Kravitz. It's like, I don't even know if you can see a trailer. I saw it before Ingrid Goes West. We couldn't find a trailer online for this movie. And Zoe Kravitz plays like a celebrity, and then her best friend is like a nobody, just a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe Kravitz, I think, ends up dead in the house. She's like worried that someone's going to break in. And so while she's gone, like, she finds the gun in her house that, like, Zoe Kravitz was asking about. Finds it in her house and is dead. And John Cho plays the detective. That's how I got to Cal Penn.
Hmm. Got it.
I went from... Yeah.
To the opposite of what I did in my guessing.
Yeah. And, yeah, apparently, like, they think that she killed her best friend, who's, like, a famous person, but it looks like the, like, Zoe Kravitz might have killed herself or something. Mm. There's, like, some, there's something at going on.
Yeah. Okay.
So... There's that. Nothing new on Netflix today?
Nope, no new Netflix.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.